Hey there.
I am recording this because I just went through and deleted every item that was uploaded to this show. And when I got to the last episode, which was my first episode, it wouldn't let me delete it. So I'm assuming that I have to upload something to get that to, you know, go away. And it's been quite a while since I've done this, so I'm raising my levels here on this microphone, and it still doesn't seem like it's doing anything. There we go. I'm getting some pickup. Every time I would record, I ended pretty much each podcast by saying, I'll see you next week. And then about 2 months later, I would upload again and say that I haven't done it in a while. Blah, 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 for pretty much no reason other than just not, I kind of got to the point where I didn't want to record anything because I was just kind of getting sick of talking about the stuff I was talking about. And if this is your first time listening to me at all, thanks. But just so you're not in the dark, I talked a lot, mainly primarily about, politics and stuff that was going on, is going on in the world. And it felt like I was spending more time, kind of looking at all of that and scrolling through Twitter and reading articles and watching the news, simply so I would have things to talk about and try to analyze and understand and explain my feelings on. And it got to the point where doing it felt more like, I don't want to say a job, but kind of like a, there's like some sort of strain to like sit down and record and talk about in length the stuff that I had been looking at for, you know, the week or weeks prior to me recording. And then too, just with like stuff that was going on with, like COVID and protests and election stuff and politics. And, it just gets, I mean, as a person, as just a normal person, it's something that you are gonna be involved with and see and experience on a daily basis. But I feel like I was devoting too much time to thinking about all of it and talking about it and basically just involving too much of my energy into it. And like when I stopped doing that, you know, got off of not using TikTok, but like viewing TikTok and using Twitter. I got rid of Twitter. After doing that, just got a lot less, I don't even want to say stressed was the word, or is the word to use. Just kind of felt better. And not that I don't know like what's going on in the world, but not getting hit with it on a consistent, you know, every minute, any minute of every day, type of rotation, I think is a huge benefit. And so I just stopped doing that, and I'm not going to do that now going ahead, going forward with recording this. Just wanted to clear that up because I know anyone who's subscribed will probably get a notification when I upload this. And sorry, but I'm just not gonna focus my energy on talking about that stuff. Primarily talking about, you know, people I don't care about or, you know, have any respect or anything for. And I know that I'm doing this the day after the debates. I didn't watch them. I don't know anything about them. So I'm all the happier because of that. So then the question is, what am I going to record? What am I going to talk about? Big picture, I'm not really sure. I think the best way to go about it would be to obviously have a routine of how I want to do this, and then go back and record an intro and say, hey, this is me and this is what this podcast is going to talk about for new people. But I do think, and honestly, this is kind of just so I can test out the microphone, and because my interface had dust on it. Literally, I'm not dust on it from not doing this in forever. So I just want to make sure that all this stuff is, all my scales are in equilibrium so this doesn't sound like shit. I tried to record an Anchor and it sounded like I was just rubbing two microphones together. I think when I initially, this might have been like 2017 or 2018, and I think this show specifically I started doing in 2019. I had like this motivation of having it be, like a kind of like a personal growth type of podcast. And the more I read into that stuff and invested time into it, I realized kind of how nonsensical it is. And then I wanted to do a show where I talk to people primarily. And that was just way too time consuming, for something that I'm like, I don't want to do this for anything. Like, I only want to do this to do it and to enjoy doing it and talking about things that, I experience, that I learn about, that I read, and then just talk about, like, life and all the side effects, if you will, of that. So I think that to put all of that energy into talking to people and, you know, coordinating Zoom calls or having people come over to sit in front of a microphone is just, it's, then you're like treating it like it's a business, which to me, it's not. I don't ever want it to be. And honestly, I probably wouldn't even run ads on here unless it made sense, just because, you know, why make this more difficult than it has to be? But I think now, and I do think that this kind of came from talking about all the worldly things that I was talking about, like the past 2 years on this recording. I did, and I still am, and I really don't have a problem with it, because I think that it's a pretty effective way to, you know, go about existing. I do have a pretty kind of like pessimistic and kind of blue view of stuff. And despite having that, I'm not like a sad or depressed person or anything. It's just, I think that, you know, once you kind of see, you know, how the world works and how people operate, that it's kind of hard to be, you know, in a positive train of thought when it comes to, you know, like I just said, how we operate. And with that said, I also would believe that I have some sort of sense of humor about myself and the world. So, I'm just kind of at a weird spot where I don't really know what direction to go with this, but I do know that I want to do it. I just turned 27 on Tuesday and I'm uploading this on a Friday. And I wrote down some stuff in my journal that I want to do this year. And just to read a couple of those things off without getting too personal. I used to be really big into exercise. And when I say exercise, I really just mean weightlifting. And I used to be pretty fat at one point. And since then, and since I've lived in my house, and have had just other things going on, I kind of walked away from just exercise in general. I think I eat pretty well. And according to all of my lab work, I'm pretty healthy, but I don't exercise consistently anymore. So one thing I want to, that I wrote down was that I want to have a consistent fitness routine. And even reading that now, I think that I would want to rephrase that and say, have a consistent health routine. Just cause the fitness thing is, I'd rather be healthy than fit. You know, not in like a, not in like a body positive way, if you will. Just like I'd still want to be in good shape, but I would just rather focus on like my overall health than my fitness. I know what that means, and I think a lot of people are squinting right now because they don't know what I mean. I don't really know how to explain it, but I just, you know, I want to go out and hike and bike around and just do like generic, like staying in shape fitness. Like I'm not trying to, you know, be somebody. Just want to exercise. Don't want to be one of the people that takes a photo saying, hey, I exercised. That's one of the things I wrote down. Another thing I wrote down, I want to start writing. It varies on what I want to write about. I know a couple years ago I said that I wanted to write a book. I did start doing that. I had written about 30 pages, and then I deleted the file intentionally because I read it and I just felt like I was trying to be or speak like someone that I'm not. And like really just trying to oversell on thoughts and perspectives on stuff. Didn't really seem genuine when I was reading through it, and so I deleted it. I think if you're writing anything based off of like your personal opinions and thoughts, that it shouldn't really be difficult, and that it should just kind of come naturally. And I think there was too much effort going into trying to formulate, you know, what are we writing? But I do want to start doing that because it even journaling is like a good exercise and just getting things on a page. One of the other things, let's see here. This one's kind of random. Climb 5 high peaks. So I live in New York. And for anyone that's not from this area, we have the Adirondacks or upstate, way upstate, the actual upstate. And there's 46 high peaks up there. I think there's actually 47. I think they added Lake Placid Mountain to that. A year or so ago, so I'm not sure if there's officially 46 or 47, but I do want to knock some of those out this year, and with that takes a lot of, you know, preparation when it comes to your health, and your kind of fortitude. So that's another thing. I just really, and kind of ever since I stopped recording for that big chunk of time before I uploaded this, was I was just trying to be outside more, because I just feel better when I'm outside and I'm away. Yeah. And then the last thing that I'll mention here that I wrote down was that I wanted to start recording again. So this is my, you know, first step in getting into that. And like I said, I have no idea what I'm going to be recording about. I'm going to put a big 5x7 index card on my desk here, and when I have an idea about different topics or different types of episodes, then I will write that down and just start chugging on that. Really not gonna make a conscious effort to say, okay, what are we talking about this week? Because again, the same thing that I said with writing, I just feel like it doesn't feel genuine. I'm not going to be reacting to things going on in the world anymore. So there's not going to be, spontaneity in the sense of, this just happened. It's just going to be stuff, I think, is the best way to explain it for now. And the best way is the most vague way at the moment. So I apologize for that. But if this audio sounds good, or if I can clean it up to sound good, then I will be uploading this. And then we will see where this goes.